Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Ann Chasser, Commissioner for Trademarks at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which is a bureau of the Department of Commerce. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Steve Watson.
Ann, we know that the Trademark Office implemented the Trademark Electronic Application System, TEAS, to allow trademark applications to be processed online. What were some of the management challenges associated with implementing this technology change?
Well, Steve, you know, change is never easy. And interestingly, the concept of transforming the way we do business is not a new idea. As a matter of fact, back in the early 1980s, a mandate was made by the then Commissioner Jerry Massinghoff, who is a very well-respected commissioner and member of the patent bar, decided that the United States Patent and Trademark Office would become a paperless operation. Now, that was back in the early 80s, and that's an indication of how difficult change is. Well, the reality is that the technology really wasn't there back 20 years ago. The trademark operation, though, took this challenge very seriously, and in the early 80s began to transform the way it was doing business with electronic searching back in the mid-1980s. And our plan to transform the way we're doing business from a 19th century paper-based process to a 21st century process maximizing information technology has really been part of the trademark operation plan of operation since 1994. And how we began this was working closely with our customers. From the early days, where literally the office had focus groups with customers all over the country and established a pilot program back in, I believe it was 1997, with 50 participants in the pilot. And based on the success of the early pilot, we launched the Trademark Electronic Application System back in 1998. So we've had about 4 years of experience on our electronic processing of trademark applications. The key, I believe, to the success of the Trademark Electronic Application System is that it's an internet-based system. And so because it's based in the internet, it's a continuously improving process. We get feedback from our customers. We get concerns about different aspects of the application system, and we're able to make adjustments and changes fairly quickly. So that the system that our early adapters used back in the ancient days of 1998 in this internet society, it's a very different process. The beauty of our system is the simplicity, as it's an internet-based process. We heard loud and clear from our customers that we needed to make it a simple process. Now, on the trademark side of the house, we don't have many of the proprietary issues that the patent side has. So ours is quite a bit more simple than the patent electronic application system.
What was the pushback when the idea was first talked about? It sounds like it's worked great, and I'm just surprised that there was pushback when the idea was first introduced. What were the concerns?
I think, you know, change is very difficult internally as well as externally, and I think one of the biggest challenges is that we're asking our customers to do business differently and to change their behavior. And I think oftentimes it's a challenge to maybe adopt new ways of doing business.
Were the expected benefits realized?
Oh, I think that, you know, many of the, I keep calling them as the early adapters, companies, such as GE, as a matter of fact. We, this past June, celebrated the 100,000th trademark application received electronically through our award-winning TEAS application. And the recipient of that award, I guess you might call, was General Electric. As a matter of fact, in one day, General Electric filed 52 trademark applications in a matter of minutes with a press of a button, and one of those 52 happened to be our 100th. Well, in the ceremony that we had in the celebration, it was the Trademark Council for GE said that GE won't stand doing business the old way anymore, that they see the internal value from a cost-saving perspective, from an efficiency perspective of filing electronically. And as you know, I mean, Jack Welch, the former CEO of GE, has made digitization one of his primary goals, and GE is following through its electronic filing of trademark applications.
What percentage of the trademark applications are currently processed online, and how do you promote and encourage your customers to use online processing?
Well, I was talking before about the value of selling, and an important part of my job I see as sales, quite frankly, and selling our electronic application system, because really my overall goal is to transform the way we're doing business and to be a leader in the federal government, e-government. But having said that, how we promote it, many different ways. We promote it through customer sessions throughout the country. As a matter of fact, next week I'm beginning a whole series of presentations all over the country, where we go and we meet with large groups of our customer bases. And this time we're working through our patent and trademark depository libraries. There are 88 all over the country. So we'll be working in concert with the patent and trademark depository libraries and with local practitioners and corporations that are using our electronic application system and those that are not, to sort of give a balanced approach of the pros and the cons. We promote it heavily through these kinds of interactions, publications, opportunities like this to really spread the word of how we're transforming the way we do business.
One of your goals is to reduce the amount of paper files at the PTO, and I can't help but think that given that all that's gone on in the past, there's an enormous demand for space to store paper files, and we've been reading that you're getting ready to move. I'm curious to know, what are the challenges of coordinating this move and all this paper?
Well, you're absolutely right, Paul, that storing paper takes places tremendous demands on space. I mean, you should visit the Patent and Trademark Office sometime, and you'll see how we are literally drowning in paper at the Patent and Trademark Office. And that's why it's so important that we move into an electronic processing, because the cost of maintaining paper, as you can imagine, is tremendous. But the process of transforming how we do business will be all part of our move to Carlisle as well. I mean, there will be space there to house paper, but it's a big concern.
What sort of benefits and cost savings do you anticipate with the consolidated building move?
Well, one of the biggest challenges in planning the balance of the United States Patent and Trademark Office space at the Carlisle is to really lay out the space so that it's provided for future flexibility. You know, for example, the patents is planning their space so that the square footage will initially house paper, but then can eventually be recaptured for office space quickly and at a minimal cost, so that as the increased use of electronic processing increases in the future, we'll be able to adapt that space.
What are the management challenges surrounding this move? Is it easy just to pick up and consolidate, or?
Oh, my heavens, no. It's a huge undertaking. Think about this. Right now, we occupy over a million square feet of office space in 18 buildings on a campus that spans about a mile in Crystal City. So thinking about literally picking up and moving, plus moving all of the paper files, is an enormous challenge. And I think we've got a really great team together that is heading the move. Fortunately, that's in another area, so I just have to worry about the my job is to get the work through the process and the trademark operation. But we have a wonderful team that's working very diligently in trying to figure out all of the possible contingencies into the move.
Well, let's keep pushing along on technology. We know that PTO has initiated a multi-million-dollar project to supply employees with things like desktops, laptops, and handheld computers. How will this improved technology impact the way you do business?
Well, again, that's a procurement issue, and again, that's not really my area, but we are always looking for ways to improve the efficiency and the effectiveness of our operation. And just for example, on the trademark side of the house, when we're examining trademark applications, oftentimes there are design elements within it. And if you have a larger screen in order to examine the design element, it makes the job a lot easier. Thanks to technology, we're able to literally, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but one of the the advantages of our transformation to a fully electronic workplace is a very successful work-at-home program. And so literally, our examining attorneys could be anywhere in the United States. Right now, we have one that is lives in Boston, Massachusetts, one in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. But in the near future, I could literally see our examiners anywhere in the country if, for example, a spouse has to move for a job. It's a great way to maintain a highly trained and skilled workforce. But the capability of examining and dealing with customers electronically is all made possible thanks to the innovations in our office.
That's a good stopping point. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our discussion with Ann Chasser of PTO. PTO was one of the first performance-based organizations. We'll find out what impact that had on PTO when the Business of Government Hour continues.